You know what? I am a product of prayer. I am a product of prayer. And where I'm at in life is because I have been prayed for. And prayed for fervently, intentionally been prayed for, led by the Spirit prayed for. I have been prayed for years and years and years. And I can make a list of some of those people that I know are praying for me. And I know that you know some of my testimony, to know that my wife prayed for me 10 years prior to me coming to Christ, intentionally praying. I know that I was on prayer list, that my kids and in a Sunday school type of setting was asking the teacher to pray for their dad that he would come to Jesus. I've been intentionally prayed for. I've been prayed for by friends. I've been prayed for by hunting buddies that would drive a couple hours because the Spirit of God led them to be drive to my house, whether I was there or not, and cry out to God in my driveway for me. And then turn around and drive 2 hours home. I've been prayed for, intentionally, intensely prayed for. And I am a product of that prayer. And I am still a product of that prayer. And I am a product of the prayers that were offered to me yesterday. I was a product of the prayers that have been offered to me over the years. Here we go, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do as an answer to the prayers in the future. When you lose a prayer warrior in your life, you need to start sending out a need, I want someone to pray for me. Put it in the paper. Put it out there and start running and drawing in resumes of someone who will commit to praying for you. Because prayer is powerful. And God says, I want you to be men and women of prayer. Why? I've asked that question over and over. God, why do you want me to pray? And really, as we start into this service where we're going to be committing, publicly committing to praying for our children, one at a time as our children come up, we're going to ask you to take one of their cards and say, I will commit, intentionally pray for this child throughout the year. I say, God, why do you want us to pray? And I know that we've talked about this before, but I think he's given me multiple reasons why he wants me to pray. And I think on the first slide, you're going to see that God wants me to pray because he tells me to be a man of prayer. Because he tells us to be people of prayer. He said, pray for those who persecute you. Look how many times, and I had to shorten it just to fit it all on one slide. Over and over and over and over in the New Testament, we see this command from Christ, pray! The expectation is that the men and women of God are men and women of prayer, that are spending time on their knees, that are spending time crying out to the Lord, that are spending time doing battle in the prayer room and watching God bring forth the victories out of prayer room. Sometimes we're more with roll up our sleeves than we are on our knees, and we need to be both of those things. But God expects us to be faithful in prayer. Devote yourself to prayer. Pray continually. This then is how you should pray. Some of the very first things that Jesus taught his disciples was how to pray. Because he said, you're going to need this. You're going to need to be men and women of prayer. Why does God want us to pray? Because he tells us he wants us to be prayers. And secondly, I think that God wants us to be men and women of prayer because I think something happens that happens by no other means. Now, we know Romans 8:28 is, we know that passage, but when you marry it together with verses 26 and 27, look what happens. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. What's our weakness? We don't know what we ought to pray for. Ooh. He said, you know what? If you're weak in prayer, it's okay. Is you got a gym membership. And the guy running the gym, he knows what you need to be praying for. He knows how powerful it is. He'll train you. Oh, I'm too weak in prayer. Hang on. Let the Spirit guide you. Let the Spirit guide you in prayer. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans and words that cannot be expressed. And He who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit. And it continues like this in the passage. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. He's going to move you right into the center. Why does God want us to be men and women of prayer? Because things happen in the prayer room that can happen nowhere else. And I think what the enemy would love to do is get you in the prayer room and then give you 1,000 thoughts of everything you got to do for today and just flood your mind with everything you got to do so you won't go there tomorrow. Because you convince yourself that it doesn't do any good. I can't even get my mind on prayer. Keep going to the gym. Because the Spirit will intercede for you. The Spirit will move you. And He'll draw you into the will of God. And we know, listen, this is verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. See, to me, that amps up verse 28 when you marry it with 26 and 27, the way it's written in Scripture. You think you're weak in prayer. That's okay. I wish I had a deeper prayer life. So does the Spirit. Get in the room with Him. I don't know what I ought to pray for. He does. Listen. Because one thing I'm sure of, that this boy prays way too small because he doesn't listen to the Spirit enough. Why does God want us to be men and women of prayer? Because He tells us to. Because things happen in that prayer moments that can happen nowhere else. Why does God want us to be men and women of prayer? It says this in the Scripture. Push the button, please. Because God releases His supply through prayer. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence. And he just got off of telling in verse 15 verses of that passage of the power of Jesus and what He's done. And since, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We think God's going to do what God's going to do. That's not true. He said, come on into the throne room of grace and start to interact with me and I will pour it out on you. My provision is not automatic in your life. Oh, I'll give you some air to breathe, and I'll keep the gases right around you. And gravity works wherever you go. Aren't you glad of that? Say, I don't know if gravity works in Ohio, and all of a sudden you cross the border, boom! It doesn't work over here. But God says there's a lot of things in this world that I want you to come into the throne room of grace. I want you to see the head of cabbage. I want you to start peeling away the layers and drawing close into me. Because you think you got what you're going to get? No, you got what you got because you're not asking for it. Look at what he says in the next passage. He says this, ask and it will be given to you. And we know that is an imperative in the Greek. It's a continuation thing. Ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. Why? Because everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. You ask, you receive. Well, I asked something the other day, and I haven't received it yet. Get in the room with the Spirit, will you? And let Him work in our hearts. That's what I want to do. Let Him work in our hearts so that we can be drawn to the Father, so we can begin to communicate with the Father, so we can begin to have this asking spirit that we will ask. Listen, we're going to pray for the kids today, and we're going to get them to come up here in just a few seconds, one at a time. It's like an auction block, only you don't have to take them home with you. Because we've been doing this for years. We've been doing this, I think, every year except for last year. And you get to see who you're praying for. I'm telling us right now, you will alter all of eternity when you go in the prayer room led by the Spirit, and crying out for this child that you're going to commit to. I'm in full expectation that every child, when they come up here, that somebody's going to raise their hand and say, that's mine. Some of you have been praying for some of the same kids for years, and you've already told me, don't rush the platform. We'll get you that child, okay? And you're already committed. I'm going to pray that child through. I'm going to pray that child through. Listen, there's a lot ahead of our school kids. There's a lot ahead of our children. A lot of uncertainties in our school. And I'm not taking a vote on whether you're Democrat or Republican. I'm not taking a vote on you're a vaxxer or not a vaxxer. I'm not taking a vote whether you're a masker or not a masker. I'm asking you to be a kneeler. Frankly, just don't be offended by this, but I really don't care your opinion on the social environment of today. What I care about is if you'll get on your knees on a regular basis for these kids. We've included this year a way you can pray for them. Here's number one. It's going to be on the card that you get. You don't have to take this note. That they'll be steadfast in Christ. It's going to spell school. Each letter is going to spell school here, okay? That they'll be steadfast in Christ. Will you pray for them that they'll be steadfast in Christ? That they will love the Lord their God with all their heart and their mind and their soul. That's the first and foremost. Are you committing? You're committing to praying for that. Number two is this, that they'll be committed to working hard. Just so you know, being a five-year-old is hard. Do you remember? For crying out loud, I don't want to be a five-year-old. And Mrs. Leathers, my kindergarten teacher, doesn't want me to be a five-year-old again. But they'll be committed. All hard work brings profit. We want our kids to be hard workers. The work ethic in our country is falling right through the floor. Can we pray for our children to have this work ethic, that they'll be committed to finishing it, they'll be committed to working this out in their life? The next one is this. Will you pray for this? A healthy vocabulary. I hear the kids walk by my house. It doesn't come pre-programmed in our children to have a healthy vocabulary. Will we pray that there be the gentle words bring life and health, and the deceitful tongue crushes the spirit? Will we pray that our children will have a healthy vocabulary in school where they're so inundated with unhealthy things? Whether it's the F-bomb or whether it's some other four-letter word, I'm not just talking there. I'm talking about the words of being heard that we hate somebody, or that somebody is this or somebody is that. Just that words that breathe hate into our society. Can we pray that our kids will have a healthy vocabulary? The next one is this, an overwhelming desire to do what is good. Will we pray that for our children this season, that they'll have this overwhelming desire, that they will not get tired of doing good, that we will cry out to God and say, God, give them the wherewithal, give them the steadfastness to continue to do good, not to give up. The next one is this, an outward love for others. Well, we pray that they would have, just so you know, that does not happen by just accident. Just let me say this again. Do you know that I am in the kingdom of God, first and foremost, because God loves me, and secondly, because my wife and a good friend of mine, Ron Fest, prayed for me? Do you know that? Oh, you were going to do that. Anyways, you need to let go of that lie, okay? Because if I was going to do it anyway, it would have been way before 32 years old. This is going to happen. We're going to speak this into all of eternity. We're going to speak this into the spiritual realm. And God is going to release the ability for our kids to love other people. The last one is loaded with treasures. Look at the proverb says, by wisdom a house is built. I don't know about you, but I want our kids to be strong. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established, and through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. I don't know about you, but I want my children and my grandchildren to be filled with rare and beautiful treasures, not the garbage of this world. That they'll be loaded with treasures. And as we pray for them, I'm telling us right now, God is going to release that into their life. Don't think it's going to be an automatic thing. I'm asking New Life, I'm asking us to be in the closet because God says, because things happen in the closet can happen nowhere else. And because at your request, God is going to release into our kids' lives the blessings and load them with treasures. First up, and we're going to do, I'm going to read the name. Student, you're going to come forward. And just so you know, we've added the younger ones, preschool-age kids, because we're going to start before they get to five. There's a lot of growing between zero and five. First up, Emerson Yoder. And Emerson, what you're going to do is you're going to come up here so we can see who you are. And I'm going to give you your card. And you're going to go down that set of steps, and you're going to stop at Mr. Jim right there. Raise your hand, Mr. Jim. You're going to stop at Mr. Jim. He's got a gift for you. Okay? Who's going to pray for Emerson? I need to know that. See, Pap Connor. You see him right there? Can you give him your card? Okay. Go get your gift. And I'm not going to necessarily ask moms and dads to bring your children up here, but we're going to include Audrey and Malcolm this year as well, which are Emerson's sister and brother. Audrey is 5 years old. I need Audrey. She's under five. She's not five. She's Audrey and I have this great love relationship. Sometimes she's pretty bashful with me, but Audrey, would you like to come up here? Who? I need someone to pray for Audrey. Who would? I'm gonna. and Grammy and Malcolm. Mark, I want to give you Malcolm, okay? So if we can get that to Mark. Mark wanted Audrey, and I looked past him, so he's going to get Malcolm this year. Okay, the next up, we have Lane Feathers. Lane, where are you? There is no way you're in third grade. Lane is in third grade at Northern Bedford. I need someone who says, I'm going to pray for Lane. Right there. Miss Debbie. Oh, got to have this. Don't forget to stop at the desk right over there. See Miss Debbie? She's raising her. You can go down this way if you want to. Go to Mr. Jim. Avery Feathers, first grade. Avery. Mom, take me. How about if I meet you part way, maybe? Hey, Avery's like, come on, Mom. I usually just sit back here. And Avery, who's going to, okay, we got Missy right behind you. Avery, make sure you get your gift from Mr. Jim, okay? Luke is, we're not going to ask Luke, I don't think, to come up, but his pap's holding him right now. Who's going to pray? Luke is, he's under five by a ways. Yeah. So how old is Luke? He's one. You're signing on for 18 years with him. This is mortgage stuff, okay? So I need someone to look at you. But, Hannah Yoder raised her hand for that. Taylor Schultz. Taylor, this is your last year. You got one more year to get Taylor through.
Oh, we've got college stuff too, right? So who's going to pray for Taylor for this year? Way in the back, the sound table. You got it? All right. Don't forget to stop to Mr. Jim. Harold Marshall. He's on his way to pre-K Head Start. I need someone to pray for Harold. Who will commit to praying for him? Right here. Right here, buddy. Can you hand it right there? Can you hand it to that lady right there? This one. Can you give it to her? And stop it, Mr. Jim, and get a gift. All right. Brittany Schultz. Brittany is in eighth grade or going into eighth grade, right? So you're okay. Someone needs to pray for Brittany. Who's going to commit to that? Listen. I need to make sure you know you're qualified. If you're in the room and you're over 18, I'm full on expectant that you will vie for one of these prayer cards. So don't sit in the back because God may be saying it's you. Who's going to pray for Brittany this year? Right over there, Brittany times two. Brittany's got you. Just so you know, this is one of my favorite sermons of the year. Can you imagine God has trusted us with this many kids? Do you know that the board out there has all the kids that God's trusted us with? There's over 60 children that God has trusted you and me with. Wow. Ezekiel Shade. We may need two prayer warriors for Zeke. How about it, Zeke? Who's going to pray for Zeke this year? Well, right there. Don't forget to stop to Mr. Jim. Paige Schultz. Paige, where are you? Just so you know, if you ever get Paige anything for a pet, she doesn't want anything without fur. Right? No snakes, okay. Paige is in 10th grade. So who's going to pray for Paige this year? Put her back in the back. Caleb is in 9th grade. Caleb is one of these guys around here that he comes in the door and I said, Caleb, I got a job for you. And he doesn't even ask what it is. He said, I'll do it. He just really does. He does that week after week. And I so appreciate that. So who's going to pray for... Oh, it's right there. You're in trouble now. Uncle's praying for you. Don't forget to stop to Mr. Jim. Kaylee Cole. Kaylee, you still got to come, sweetie. But Kaylee has been on our refrigerator since she was like in third grade. So Kaylee, we're going to finish you out, okay? We're going to go all the way. Cheryl already took your card. So, all right. So make sure you stop to Mr. Jim there. Elora Shade, where are you, Elora? All the way up here, honey. Oh, my. Just a minute. People got to see how cute you are. Wait a minute. You make me look good. So who's going to pray for? Right over there. See, she's going to pray for you. Can you hand her that card? And then you go to Mr. Jim in the middle. He'll give you a gift, okay? Adelina. 4th grade.
Yes.
You've made it. Who's going to pray for this? Right there in the yellow shirt. Right here. Okay. Make sure you stop to Mr. Jim, okay? Okay, we got a whole forest. the Shade Forest. Trinity. If you want to pray for a Shade, you can get in on one of the seven here. So Trinity Shade. Who's going to pray for Trinity this year? Right over there. All right. Thank you, dear. Elijah. Next year, we're going to start auctioning you guys off, see how much we can raise. Raise your hand right, all the way in the back. Okay, thank you. Titus. Titus and I have a special relationship, so I'm going to commit to Titus this year. So, thanks. Nazareth. Get out the way. He's not shy. How about it, Naz? Naz is pre-K. Who's? Oh. You want to? Right back there. See, she's raising her hand. All right. Get your gift from Mr. Jim. Isaiah. Well, we have a continuous bidder back there that she keeps holding her number up. Okay. See, we're going to give her, okay? Get your gift from Mr. Jim. Selah. Uh-oh, now we have family against family. Just so you know, Selah's going to be baptized next week. So she's going to be up here this week and next week, so, right? She kept asking me when we were going to have the baptism. So it was Kristen Langford. Kristen. I'm sorry. Oh, she's like, you put my name in there. So much for friendship, right? Kirsten. It's good. It's all good, okay? Okay. you can kick her later. So someone want to pray for Kirsten? Right there. You know him? Okay. Genesis is the wee little one. You're going to sign on for a bunch of years there. So Genesis is coming with if her brother doesn't drop her, he's coming with her. How'd you like to be the youngest of seven? How about a Genesis? Who wants to pray for Genesis this year?
Aunt Katie.
Silas Hall. Oh, got the bidders going wild, Silas. See right there? She's going to pray for you. Miss Sheila's going to pray for you. Can you give her that card? And then you have to go back to Mr. Jim and get your gift. Dolan. Oh. And I see Mr. Jeff's hand first. So Mr. Jeff's going to pray for you, okay? Then you got to go back to Mr. Jim. Ariana Jones. Ariana is a first grade, and I'm awful privileged to be Ariana's pap, so who's going to pray for Ariana right there? Mr. Jeff's going to pray for you. See his hand up right there? Can you give him that and get a gift from Mr. Jim? Pearl. Pearl Jones. Okay. I'm also the proud pap of Pearl. How about it, Pearl? See you right there? Miss Rachel's going to pray for you. Get your gift from Mr. Jim. And Brindley wraps up the three grand girls, as I call them. So Brindley, Mr. Jim is dislocating his shoulder for you. So Brindley is in fifth grade, so you give that to Mr. Jim, get your gift. If you get tired during this service, just thank the Lord for all the children we get to impact. because we could have been done like 40 minutes ago. Alex Herdman. Didn't know you were here. There you go. Alex Glendale's just see, so Alex is having to move schools this year, right? Yeah. So she's entering a brand new school as a seventh grader. So Bethany's got you, okay? Cameron, how you doing? You need to pray for Cameron. He just informed me today that he has to start school on his birthday. So, see, red shirt, beard. Sophia. Who wants to pray for Sophia, fifth grade? Sophia, right there, sitting right ahead of you. Okay. Get your gift from Mr. Jim. Emily Connor. That girl is always smiling. She always, look at her. She's always smiling. So, Emily is in eighth grade. Who's going to commit to praying for Emily this season, this year? Miss Bonnie? Ethan. Okay, Mr. Joe's got you, Ethan. I still make you walk all the way up here, huh? How about it? Sixth grade? Wow. Right down the aisle. Abe always wants to be on the platform. It's your chance, Abe. Come forward, Abe. Where's Abe? We got a man in the front, I think, wants to pray for you. Abe, come on up here. Everybody's always told him, stay off the platform. It's your turn, buddy. Come on over here, Abe. Can you give it to Mr. Jeff right here in the front row? There you go. Just so you know, when I started in ministry, I dedicated Abe's mom. She wasn't a little baby at that time, but Ava Yingling, where are you, Ava? Can you come? How about if you come to Miss Bethany? Would that work? Abe is going to get his mom and dad to sit in the front row someday. I know he is. Yeah, Bryson. Okay. We got another front rower, Bryson. Okay. Jenna's going to pray for you, and Isaac's going to pray for you, and you're going to want to give that up probably. Make sure you get your gift from Mr. Jim. Oh, I love kids. Colson. Tobin has the child and the card. So.
I prayed for mama through high school.
Second generation prayer. Yeah. Second generation. That's Mary Stern. You look at there. Come on up, Mary. Woo! Mary has she loves bubble gum, so, and I love to give it to her. So, all the way back. See, Mr. Scott back there, can you go back and give that to him and get a gift from Mr. Jim? Elijah Stern. Here's Elijah. He trusts me some. All the way back there. They're going to pray for you. How about it? Do you know Mr. Scott? I have prayed for his mom since she was three. So. Julia Riggle, she's not here, but just so you know, Julia just passed her
her pilot's license. She's a solo pilot now, and she's wherever the Lord's going to take her with that. But we celebrate with her and her mom and dad. Yeah. So, and she's finishing college, right? She's got another year or so for college, so we want to pray her on through that. Okay, Hannah Yoders wants that. Carter is not here either. Shannon, you're Carter, right? That's who we're talking about. Okay, pre-kindergarten, so like four. Okay, we're gonna need someone to commit right over here. Mike is gonna do that. Make sure you get a gift from Mr. Jim to take home to Carter. So, all right, we have others that are not here, other children that are not here, and so we want to be able to give those some community kids that are not here. So please see us if you did not get one and you want, or you did if you got one and you want another one, please see Bethany before you leave. Listen, I don't want these things to sit around for weeks. These kids need our prayers. We have this on this Sunday because school starts. And we want to start them with prayer in our schools. So let me pray today, and please get a card or a one card or a second card, and Harold's going to bring the word here, so we'll let me pray. Can you stand with me today? God, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for all these children that you have blessed us with. Thank you for their moms and their dads, the tireless hours of being a parent. And I know that even I'm a parent of a parent now, there's still work to be done as parents, and a blessing on each parent that is here. And Father, I thank you that we can entrust our kids to other prayer warriors, people that are going to stand in the gap for them, people that are going to ask you to dispense into their life this, then load them up with these treasures. Father, we're going to ask, and we're going to see you work throughout this school year. You're going to do a marvelous work. And so, Father, I thank you so much for that. And Father, as we continue even to give the cards of the students that aren't here or community students, Lord, you help us to be diligent and look forward to even meeting those students at some point in time. But Father, we seek you on behalf of our students. We seek you on behalf of all the educational workers. We seek you on behalf of homeschool parents. We seek you on behalf of principals and teachers and those that work in the schools. We seek you on behalf of the college professors and those that work in colleges. And Father, we're looking for a mighty work as we cry out to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.